The third great festival of the year, Christmas, Easter, Pentecost. But we Christians often struggle to be clear about why it's important, and therefore maybe don't celebrate it with the joyful, grateful understanding we could. So here's a sermon to try and help with that. And it's from Acts chapter 2, verse 21 following, verse 1 and to 21, the passage which tells us about the day of Pentecost, the first day of Pentecost, 50 days after Easter Sunday. Acts 2 is on page 123 in the Church Bibles, New Testament section. Has two main sections. In verses 1 to 11 is a description of what happened. And then after that, particularly in 12 to 21, a quotation from the Old Testament prophet Joel to help everyone understand what was going on, because there was great confusion. And I'll try and tell all of this with memory help. Four P's for Pentecost. Four P's to help us take Pentecost to heart. First P, Pentecost gives a present. There's a gift. The present God gives is the Holy Spirit. And who does he give it to? Verse 16, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. So there's the gift, the Holy Spirit, poured out upon as a present to all of God's people. All of them. Because this includes men and women, sons and daughters. All of them. Because this includes young and old. All of my servants, says God. All of my people receive my gift, says God, on that day. So Pentecost is a present to God's people. And the Holy Spirit is not just for prophets and preachers. The Holy Spirit is not just for those with a special calling, special experience. All Christians receive the Holy Spirit from Pentecost on. All who believe in Jesus, love Jesus by obeying his teaching, serve Jesus by reaching out to others like he did, all Christians, true Christians, receive the Holy Spirit. So if someone says to you, have you got the Spirit? If you're a Christian, you can say with confidence, yes. I believe in the Savior and follow him as Lord. I have received the Spirit. The present of Pentecost has been given to me. Not just those people who think they're special, not just those people who think they're particularly gifted, but the present of Pentecost has been given to me and all of God's people from Pentecost onwards. That's the first P, present. The second P on the day of Pentecost is push. Because Pentecost is a push, a powerful push for Christians. If you look at chapter 2, verse 1 and following, when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound, like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. So all the Christians were together when the Holy Spirit was given to them, all of them. And there were two signs, the sound of a violent wind in the house and tongues of fire, one resting on each and every person in the house. And this was a powerful push to go out and speak. Don't stay in. The time has come to go out and speak. Jesus had been saying up to that point, stay in, wait, but now the coming of the pouring out of the Holy Spirit is a powerful push. So it's like God saying, I'm going to blow my spirit into your house so that you get blown out of the other side, out into the streets, into other people's houses, into the marketplaces, gathering places. Pentecost is a powerful push. Don't stay in. Get out there. And the tongues, get out there in order to speak. Speak God's message. Jesus' love for everyone, his offer of salvation to all through his self-sacrifice, his authority over everything, including our future. Tell people. You've been given the present of the Holy Spirit in order to get out there and use the tongue that you've been given. Pentecost, a powerful push for Christians. It's not a self-indulgent thing. It's not about exotic experiences for us. It's about getting out and speaking to others. That's what being spiritual is about. That's what wind and tongues at Pentecost is about. Pentecost, a powerful push for Christians. Present, push, priority. Pentecost shows a key priority for Christians. Verse 5 and following. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? And then a long list of native languages, because at that time, it was festival time, there were people from all over the Eastern Mediterranean world there in Jerusalem. In our own languages, verse 11, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, what does this mean? Well, the first disciples knew to get out of the house and speak God's great deeds of power. That's what they did. They spoke of Jesus' life and teaching and miracles and suffering and death and resurrection and ascension. And the amazing thing, the thing that did amaze them, perplex them, the key priority, the emphasis which surprised, that they spoke God's message in people's mother tongue. Their native languages. Because the disciples could have gone out and spoken to everyone in tradesman's Greek. That was the lingua franca. Everyone could have understood. But that isn't God's spiritual priority. The Lord wants everyone to hear in their own lingo, their mother tongue. So, if we have a neighbor whose first language is French or Urdu or an African language or Arabic or whatever, I guess the Pentecost priority, the spiritual thing to do, is to, after we got to know them, maybe buy them a Mark's gospel in their mother tongue. That's the Pentecost priority which we see at work. On the first day of Pentecost. When the Church of England was first formed in Henry VIII's time, the services for all those years before had been led in Latin, even though virtually all the people in the congregations spoke English, an earlier type of English. That wasn't spiritual. The reformers knew. The Pentecost priority for Christians caused Wycliffe and Tyndale to translate the Bible into English, the common English tongue. That is spiritual. That's the Pentecost priority. And caused Cranmer, Archbishop Cranmer, to write good prayers and services in English, which became the common prayer book. common English. It's no good Christians trying to communicate the gospel in a strange tongue or an uncommon language which no one understands, when the Pentecost priority, the priority of the Holy Spirit, is to share the gospel in people's mother tongue, their heart language, their home dialect. That's the Pentecost priority, present for Christians. A push, powerful push for Christians. A key priority for Christians. And finally, one more, a pointer for Christians. A pointer which helps us understand the age that we live in. The prophet Joel was saying those centuries before that the pouring out of the Spirit will be the start of the last days. Can you see 17a? In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. So Peter is saying, by quoting Joel to explain what's going on that day, the day of Pentecost, Peter is saying, this is the start of the last days. The day of Pentecost in the first century of the Christian age, the age of the Spirit, it's the start of the last days. It was a pointer to help them understand the age that we live in. And when would the last days go on until? Verse 19. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So the last days, which started at the pouring out of the Spirit on the first day of Pentecost, go on until the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day, when the sun should go black and the moon red. When will that be? When will Jesus' second coming be? Well, I don't know. But that is what Joel's talking about, Jesus' second coming, because that's what Jesus spoke about, and he used similar language, similar vivid imagery when he talked about his coming again. He says in Mark chapter 13, verse 24, Jesus speaking, but in those days after that suffering, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light and the stars will be falling from heaven and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. The last days go on until Jesus' second coming. So Jesus is helping us understand the times that we live in. We live in the last days. And in this time, all Christians are given the Holy Spirit in order to help us get out there and speak. And speak of Jesus in the sort of language which people love to hear and readily understand, so that they might call on the name of the Lord and be saved on that last day. Pentecost pointer for everyone. Present push. Priority. Pointer. Isn't it good? Isn't Pentecost worth celebrating? Happy Pentecost. Let's pray. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of the Spirit to your church and to us. We thank you. Amen.